Yo, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Capping with the Crew podcast. And today, we about to talk about that MVP race, man. No, it's early. What you thinking, Will?
It's already signed, sealed, and delivered, man.
What, Joel, retribution?
Joel going back to back, man.
Retribution for him getting cheated out that last one.
Right. So after he wins the one for this season, now he should have had three, but you know, whatever.
But
yeah, he's having a better season than he did last year. So it's like,
bro, 34 points per game, man.
If he won it last year and he has a better season this year, yeah.
34 points per game and 12 rebounds.
And he does that in like 30 minutes. So
it's 6 assists.
Career high assists too. So it's like,
yo, bro, and this isn't any cap, but bro, this is literally the best player in the league, man. Like,
and
I know they don't.
I know that's my guy. But
I know it is, but
like,
bro,
unbiasedly, like, yo, he. That's yeah.
And I know people are gonna be like, "Well, the free throws." I'm like, stop fouling them then.
Exactly.
Stop fouling him then. And he played with Harden, so obviously he picked up a couple like tricks on how to get those fouls out of your head back.
And the thing is, if you watch the games, he gets fouled.
They're grabbing him like.
And if you're gonna say, okay, well, he shoots too many free throws, okay, Giannis shoots too many free throws.
I know.
LeBron shoots me. Like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah. I don't get that criticism.
I'm sorry, not to cut you off. It's like when LeBron was in Cleveland for the first time. It's like, oh, man, he always crying for the y'all be
heading, grabbing.
Man, that's what I'm saying. Just because he's bigger and stronger, it's like, oh, okay, well, you know, he's supposed to take the. I'm like, bro, come on. At the end of the day.
That's wild, bro.
You're not finna go through the whole game and let motherfuckers foul you just because I'm in shape. It's gonna be, nah, motherfucker, nah.
Yeah,
you're my two free throws.
That's not a real argument, honestly.
So
they just
fouling.
Be hating. They just be on that hating shit, honestly. And that's
but
just,
guess what? If you start fouling him, he gonna dunk on you.
He gonna get a bucket.
He gonna hit that turnaround fade up. Like, come on, bro.
That
saying?
Little midi he takes like right
that
inside free the free throw line.
Jumper, bro. Who's stopping that?
Bro, all you do is get to that spot and he just
come on, man.
Just rise up, man. It's
come
over.
On, man.
It's,
I'm in the pain with it. I'm outside of the pain with it.
But the individual that everyone says is better than him is right on his tail, man.
Oh, the crackheads?
Come on, relax, man. He just won a chip, bro. Come on, and a finals MVP. Come on, bro, relax.
Come on, man.
Nikola Jokic.
They played the Heat, man.
Bro, they beat the Lakers, though.
They ain't no way, boy. They had a chance. No, they didn't beat the Lakers.
They swept the Lakers. But hey, man,
that says more about the Lakers than them, though. But,
hey,
I mean,
man, Jokic. Hey, bro, he's damn near averaging a triple double this season, man. Like, let's just be real. That's phenomenal for a freaking center.
He's doing the
center.
Same thing Russ did.
For a center, though.
But people don't want to talk about it.
But, bro, for a center.
What you mean?
They winning, though.
Think about it. The like, best. What's the best position to average a triple double? Or what's the easiest position to average a triple double?
Probably the center position, yeah.
And then what's the second?
Probably, like, the power forward, most likely.
I would say the point guard.
You think so? Because the rebounding spot is.
Because if you have like a regular team or average team or just a good team or whatever, mm-hmm. Who's not at the bottom most of the time?
Mostly the point guard.
So if you have generational. But if you have like a star or superstar point guard, they're in better position to average a triple double because now it's like, okay, you're going to score. You're going to get your passes off.
Yeah.
Okay, now go rebound the ball. Versus when you're the center, like when you have a superstar center or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm in the paint, so I'm going to score. I'm going to rebound. I'm a center. And then also, as long as I'm a willing and good passer, I'm going to get my assists off because when you throw the ball to me, okay, here come the double team. Here come the triple team. Or I take one dribble in the paint. Here come the double team. I can see, you know what I'm saying? I can see over the defense. I can adjust. Y'all just make sure y'all cutting and running y'all lanes. I'm going to hit you every single time.
So, I just feel like you're underestimating the importance and the impact of Jokic, bro. And you know, we both know how big of a bucket he is. Come on, bro.
Ain't no shade to him. My thing is, he's not better than Joel. I understand, you know, he runs off, but he's not better than Joel, bro.
He's a better point guard than Joel, though.
He's not a better player than
but Joel. He's a better point guard, and that's what people look at when they do these examinations. Like, the playmaker, usually playmaking always goes above defense because it's an offensive league, and that's what fans usually gravitate
that's
towards.
That's not what wins championships.
But that's the thing, bro. He won a championship.
But no,
we could say
that before
last year.
They paid the Heat, bro. They ain't had no competition.
Hey, man, the Heat made the finals.
Come on, man. That's like when San Antonio beat Cleveland. I was like, come on,
hey, man. Hey, listen.
Come
listen.
On, man. Y'all,
a chip is a chip is a chip. I don't care what nobody says.
Nah, for sure, but.
And at the end of the day, bro.
He's not better than Joel. Joel could pass more, right?
He could.
He can, you know. Get more integrated, which he is doing this.
He's
season.
Doing
get
a really good job at playmaking this season. Yeah.
You know, and like being that hub. He can do that.
Oh, yeah.
Yoke can't be the same defensive presence that Joel
but
can.
Jokic's defense has very vastly improved. It's improved. You're saying it hasn't improved.
You try to compare that to Joel?
But it's different.
You're comparing
man.
A Honda it's, to a Lamborghini,
it's
bro.
It's different,
come
though.
On, man.
And the motors are obviously different, but the fact. That Jokic started here as a defender and ended up here as a defender is a mark in his benefit.
Okay, so I'm
bro.
Not trying to say I'm not giving him his props, but you can't compare that to Joel because it's night and day.
Because the playmaking kind of it elevates him towards Joel's stature. Because honest to God, man, you look at the defensive team that the Sixers have, they are completely. Grounded on Joel being their rim protector, and he can get out on the perimeter. But the fact that Jokic
also shots.
Yeah, but Jokic has been able, bro. Listen to me, Jokic has been able to improve and anchor his defensive team as well, bro. You got to give him some credit. He's not a shot blocker, but he contests all of those shots,
bro,
man.
No,
he be contesting
I'm not
them ones, bro.
Do this.
He does. You got to stop the cap, man. You know he does. And the fact is, I was one of those guys saying, Jokic don't play no defense. He's a cone on the defensive end, bro.
He's not.
He got better, bro. If you watch.
But you can't compare that to Joel, bro.
But, bro, Joel's been a defensive monster from the jump, bro. I'm saying.
That's his biggest advantage over Jokic is what I'm saying, right?
I get it. But the playmaking is different. They're in two different stratospheres when it comes to defense and playmaking.
I'll give
you that.
But when you're talking about the differences between them two, which is in the playmaking and the defense,
right?
You also have to look at their team and then their coaching.
Right.
So Denver's schemes.
Yeah.
And that team fits Jokic a lot better than vice versa with Joel.
That's a fact.
So it's like, of course. So on paper or not, I can't get more of that. But
right.
Of course he's a generational talent. He's a superstar, Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. He's all that. He's a great passer as well.
Absolutely.
Right. But what happens when you put a great passer in a great offensive scheme, especially when that's running through him? So of course it's gonna look a lot better than what I mean. It already looks good, but now it looks really good.
Oh yeah.
Joel's never had that. He's never had an offense that. Didn't just stick. They're like, well, the ball. Let's throw the ball in the paint. And there, I mean, you've seen the screenshots and the snippets of it where it's like Joel got the ball in the paint. All five players on the other team are guarding him.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen it over and over again. There's no movement in the offense. And it's like, that's one of the biggest things I like that what Nick Nurse did this year was improve the offense.
He did.
And so you had Joel doing all the stuff he's been doing in that type of stagnant offense and defense or whatever.
Right.
So it's like now that he has a good coach that implements similar things to what Mike Malone does in Denver, okay, of course he's going to have a career year in assists.
Of course. But
so it's like when you consider those two things, okay, now let's talk about the defense. Jokic has improved in defense, but he's still nowhere near what Joel is. And I feel like you can't supplement that with nothing.
You're right.
So that's why, in my opinion, that's why I give him the edge.
I understand. I'm just making the case for Yoke because at the end of the day, man, it's really just going to come down to like the supplemental pieces around him.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know these two are buckets.
You got to look at what Joel's been dealing with the last. What, 3-4 seasons?
Bro, his injuries. And not only that, but
I mean outside
his
the
coaching
injury.
And the rotations and,
that's what I'm
saying. Bro, all of it just like
okay,
it's just a perfect
Joel's
storm
always injured. Okay, but okay, look outside of
it's
that.
It's a perfect storm of like look horrible
all
shit happening
do. Exactly.
Yeah, I understand. I definitely
so it's
see
like,
it.
Jokic has also been in the hands down. He's been in a better situation as well.
Absolutely, he has.
So and the fact that they get compared and they're like kind of neck and neck. Well, it's like, well, if you give Joel some of the things that Yoke had outside of him, which is a better supporting cast,
he would have been one of ring, man.
Exactly.
If they switched, he would have been one of ring as well. So it's not like they could use that ring argument as much as they want to, but if you go player to player, it's just, it's there. They're right there with each other. I'd say the defense usually puts the player over the edge. So,
right. So that's why I
So always, since we're talking about defense, I got to ask, man, where do you rank Giannis?
In what?
As a defensive player in the league.
Like a number or like a tier?
Yeah, like is he top tier defender? Like
a top tier? Yeah. Top tier defender.
So would you say that him being number three in the MVP vote, in the MVP rankings right now is
right? Like as of right now,
he's number three? Currently right now, yeah.
Okay, because I only asked because yesterday Shy was number three, but
yeah, he deserves it because and the fact that he's putting up 32 points per game, 11 rebounds and 5 assists per game is really ridiculous when you think Dame is on the team, Middleton still getting his touches.
Come on, boy, that's my boy, man. The injuries, that's not his fault.
That's fair.
But when they got Dame, it's like that benefited everybody because it's like,
oh yeah,
Giannis, okay, now I'm going to get a lot more open looks, easier buckets, because I got the threat of throwing it to Dame to get a bucket or kicking out to Dame for a
three. He's so happy he got Dame.
And then vice versa with
Dame. He looks so happy when he's playing. Like, yo, man, I ain't getting double teamed like I used to, bro. This is crazy.
When they had Drew, you know what I said? It's like, oh, Dame's not the defender. Yeah, but he does everything else.
On the offense,
a lot better.
Yeah, offense is crazy, bro.
Comparing a firework to a cannon. Like, come on, man.
Bro, and I remember Giannis was just watching him shoot like a really far three, logo three. He's just like, I ain't even got to get back, bro.
I ain't got to cross half court. Yo, especially he hot. Oh, yeah.
Bro, just chilling. Giannis is just like sitting back there like, yeah, go ahead.
I got my 35 and 8 assists and 12 rebounds. Go ahead, Dame.
I appreciate you, home, brother.
Because I mean, he already said this Dame team.
Yeah, that's what. So, hey, man, I respect the hell out of that. Because a lot of people will have that ego coming into it. But he's like, man, I got a superstar next to me.
He took a page out of D-Wade's book.
Hell yeah.
They spent that first year, you know, like, hey, okay, I'm a go, you go. Nah. D-Wade was like, you know what? I'm gonna sacrifice. This you. Go ahead.
It's all you, bro.
And that's when they had their success. So.
And they win like that, man. Selflessness always breeds great results. Usually.
Yeah, and he's a champion. He's a leader. So, I mean.
Oh, yeah. He already won one. So
part of being a leader, you know, no one to take a back seat.
Exactly, man. So. And then you got, like you said, number four, we got SGA, man. He's him.
Man, bucket.
He's him,
bro. He is a bucket.
That game winner, bro.
Crazy.
Dog. I can't get over the concept of how quickly he improved. Like, I remember him in the Clippers jersey, man. I was like, yo, this kid is really good.
He linked up with CP.
But, bro, it's just
remember, it was a CP effect. Yeah. That's when they was balling out. And that's when they was, they almost beat, they got cheated out of it. Right. But they was finna beat Houston.
Yeah, man.
Remember it came down to that? Oh,
yeah.
I think we watched
Watching it. Yeah, because he jumped across the door.
Yes. He jumped. They got that bogus car.
Yeah, man. He threw that. Why would you? All right, never mind. We're going to keep moving. But that SGA, boy, man.
Hey. Russ would have had to retire right on the spot.
He did that.
Because they traded him straight up. So it's like.
That's crazy, man.
We have more success with, you know what I'm saying, CP, whatever.
That's crazy.
That was hilarious.
That was wild. Yeah, SGA is averaging 31, 5, and 6, man.
Crazy.
And the fact that he's doing it, the way he gets his buckets is just so seamless. It just comes so easy for him, bro. Like his midi, bro, his bag is so deep, man.
It's like he has. Just like how Luka controls the pace, where it's like, I'm about to get this slow-ass shot up.
And
can't nobody guard it. And it's all net.
Nothing
every single time.
You can't do nothing
about it. I feel like SGA has like a similar thing where it's like, okay, I'm about to get to the free throw line. I'm finna shoot this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
None of y'all can stop me. You know what's coming. Here we go. Boom.
Hit his little crossover.
Exactly.
Hit you with a fake step back and then pump fake it twice and then one in your face, bro. Come on.
I feel like just that control of the pace to get to his spots and everything. Yeah, I feel like that's definitely.
I love it, Luka, man. I love it. And speaking of Luka, that's who's number five, man. He's averaging 32, 8, and 9.
Bro. Man, it's like he got better at scoring this season. And it's like,
and he's still the best passer in the league, bro. He's still the best passer far. In the league, bro. It's ridiculous to
Do you have
see.
A favorite pass from him so far?
Oh, bro. I know
so many.
Bro, there's like 4 I could think of off the top of my head. I remember one where he was running and he was like at the corner and he like threw it like right past the rim. But it wasn't out of bounds.
Yes, to Yo! Tim Hardaway. That was Tim Hardaway, wasn't it?
I think it was Tim. Yeah, he had a 3 on the other side of the corner, bro.
Man, that was
crazy. Dog, I was just looking at it. I just kept hitting rewind like, dude, he really got this pass
My
off.
Favorite was when they played the Lakers.
Uh-huh.
And he threw that cross court bounce pass between LeBron's legs.
Bro. So,
I don't know who that was who got the ball, but it went cross court between LeBron's legs. And whoever got the ball, he hit the 3. I was like, what the?
Dog.
Yeah, that man, nasty.
Craziest
man.
Passer I ever seen, bro.
Nasty. High think you key. Better than LeBron?
As a passer? It's like right there, man. It's like right there.
I say yes.
It's right
and,
there.
You know, you're right. It's right there, but only because
we've seen more LeBron passes.
So much. He still got so much. This is what, his 4th year?
Something I'm not sure, honestly. I don't.
But regardless, he's still so young, and he's already at this elite level. So it's like, as the season's going on, he's going to get even better, which is crazy to think. Because it's like, how you going to get better? But he does it every season.
Yeah.
And LeBron has just been, you know, he
for 20 crazy, years, yeah, for 21 years, yeah,
21 years. He's been a crazy passer, you know, this whole time. But absolutely. Just Luka starting off at the level he's at already, and it's he's elevating his game. Oh,
and he's gonna get better. Every
he's gonna
season.
Start passing with his eyes closed,
bro. Like, and he's just gonna
that man. That.
He's just gonna know, like, like Tyrese that ultra in instinct, man. He got that ultra instinct. He don't even need to see where it's
man. At, like. So yeah, that's definitely yeah, crazy. Exciting to.
I can't wait, man. We gonna see some crazy passes in the next 10 years from Luka, bro. Just think about that. But bro, he's damn near averaging a triple double. I mean, and he's only thing that stopping him from being like top tier MVP. Candidate is the team success. That's always what yeah. it usually comes down to. Because every year he has the stats. Yeah, he all every year he has the stats. So. Yeah, man. But essentially, yeah, it's probably gonna be Joel again because they need to right the wrongs that they did last time. They didn't
yeah,
give it to
had 3 instead of 2. But yeah,
but you know, even it's not like there's a wrong answer here. All of these players.
It is.
Nah. I mean, all of these players are dope and they deserve.
Nah.
All right, man. That was another crazy pass. Luka just threw another crazy one and Duke smoked it.
Respectfully disagree with you, my brother.
All right, man.
My man, he got too much going on.
And you know, there's another individual that I want to put in that category.
I hope you don't say
it's De'Aaron Fox.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You thought I was going to say LeBron?
No, I thought you were going to say Jason.
Nah.
The other thing with De'Aaron Fox is like you said.
Tatum's cold, but I don't think so, no.
Nah. That like you said, that team success also plays a factor in it. And they're a good team, but
oh yeah.
I don't know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, he's right there, but you know, it's probably gonna be Joel again. He definitely deserves it. And I don't wanna hear nobody talking crazy about it. Cause
who, like, who guarded my man's?
Come on.
Who stopped my man's on the block?
Tell me somebody who's not gonna foul him. Like
come on, man.
Who could guard that without fouling? I wanna see it.
2 points every time.
I just wanna see it, man. But you know, we appreciate y'all as always. Please leave in the comments what y'all think. Who you think the MVP is so far and who's going to win it at the end, yo? Please let us know. And again, we appreciate y'all. It's Capping with the Crew.
Yes, sir.
Your home skillet, Biscuit 2KJ. And next to me, we got
your boy Will signing off.
Appreciate y'all.